I want to make a medical analogy if I can, if you'll forgive it. And that is, when you're dealing with a crisis, I'm guessing there are a lot of short-term fixes you make, treating the symptoms as they present in the emergency room. What are some of the long-term changes? How does SEARCH prevent itself, once it's cured of this particular ailment, from getting sick again?
That's a part of my top secret strategy, I guess. No, I think what you've hit on, I mean, and maybe to talk around the question a little bit, I think we have a leadership team here that is new to SEARCH, and it brings a fresh set of eyes, and you see a fresh set of opportunities here. There are a lot of things that we have done as a matter of practice, and they've been iteratively changed over the years that are probably fundamentally unique to SEARCH. And I think what you have now is a set of people who are in questioning why some of these things are the way that they are. I mean, how we do billing, how we do insurance, how we do benefits. I think those have the opportunity to fundamentally change this organization for the better. Those are foundational, fundamental changes. And so to me, by addressing those, we're building the foundation for long-term success. If we just basically address the short-term problem by doing RIFs, that doesn't necessarily solve the long-term organizational dysfunction. If things aren't working right, if we can do without them now, why can't we do without them in the future? I don't think, you know, my approach is one for long-term success. I'm not necessarily interested in just solving the problem today, because the success of the future is really, in my mind, dependent upon laying a solid foundation now. And that may involve incurring some pain now with changes to benefits, changes to you know, how we do the revenue cycle and our agreements with providers and our agreements with insurance companies and things like that.
You mentioned that you are incredibly optimistic about SEARCH's long-term future. What gives you that optimism?
My optimism really stems from maybe some of the things that I previously mentioned. I think there's just a lot of opportunities that have gone unrecognized or unutilized. We have fairly large market penetration here in Southeast Alaska. And our ability to work collectively with, you know, community providers and the potential patients in the community. I mean, there's a lot of work going outside the region. You know, the opportunity with our revenue cycle is tremendous. You know, we run community health centers in Haines and down in Prince of Wales. And there's a lot of potential upside for those. And I think they're just sort of being underutilized or under-maximized, if that's a word. That if you look at how they perform okay. I mean, but from a business perspective, there's a lot of financial upside potential there, I think.
There have been, I don't know how to characterize them, rumblings, I guess, or just speculation, the kind of things you overhear in restaurants, that SEARCH might set itself up for a merger. Is that a possibility, SEARCH merging with another tribal health organization in Alaska?
That's not really anything I've really heard anything about, other than maybe, you know, somebody passing in conversation. But that would really be a question for the board of directors. I mean, it's not something that I'm privy to. And, we're a consortium of tribal organizations. And, you know, I take my direction from them. It's not really for me to say, you know, in a larger prospect and how that might work out. But I do believe that healthcare in general, I mean, irrespective of a surge in healthcare in general, there's a phenomenon nationally going on around mergers and this idea that, you know, to stay afloat, people have to sort of work together and collaborate and not as much. I think the competition is going to drive folks into the ground. And I think, you know, I would be more interested in reaching out to partners in our respective communities and looking for collaboration, the opportunity to work together, more intelligently coexist, maybe. You know, we have partners in Juneau, we have partners in Sitka, we have partners in Prince of Wales, you know, there's a large organization in Ketchikan, there's So I think, you know, the immediate opportunity for me is how we can best work together under win-win sort of circumstances.
Where do you see search in 10 years, 20 years? I don't know. I don't know what arbitrary time frame you want to assign to it, but
yeah.
But where do you see search in the future?
It's tough to say. I mean, I've been so consumed. I mean, I think if you would have asked me this question 2 months ago, I probably could have gave you a daydreamy answer. But, I've been so focused on the immediate pressing concerns and really looking out at the 2, 3, 4, 5 year time frame. And I could probably speak more closely to that than I can about, you know, what's going to happen. I think healthcare in this country is so up in the air in general. And so it would just be pure speculation on my part about where we might be in that mix. I mean, I think there's just a lot of things going on in the industry. But what I do see for search in the future, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years out, is an organization that that is accountable to its communities, and that it's something that employees can feel good about. It's something that patients can feel good about. I think, you know, for a long time, I get the sense that we have tried to be all things to all people, but I think we need to have a very realistic conversation with ourselves and with our partners about what are we going to be and how good do we want to be at doing it. I mean, I'm of the opinion that if we're going to be in a business, we need to be near the top of that business. And as community health providers, we need to be the providers of choice. We need to be the employer of choice. We need to have, you know, sort of sound business and financial and it needs to be. In my mind, I think we need to take it up a notch. I mean, we need to have strong finances, we need to have strong operational performance, and we need to have the buy-in. I mean, I'm new here. You know, it's 63, 64 days. And there isn't consensus about what role search plays within the communities that we serve. And it isn't clear who we are in each community and the services we provide, and the fact that, you know, it's not clearly obvious that, I want, when people say search, to think about this is who they are and this is what they do, and it's a quality product, it's as good as it gets, and it's synonymous with positive comments and positive connotations.
What I hear you saying to some extent is that clarity of purpose and a positive working environment, a place where people want to show up every day, will translate into good patient care and all the things that search tries to achieve.
I believe so. I mean, I think the key in that statement is really clarity. That if it's clear about who we are and the type of place that you work and the type of services we deliver and the quality of services we deliver and our expectations are consistent, that will be a place people will be proud to come to and they'll be proud to work at. And right now, you go community to community and what you hear about search and what you feel about search is different. And I think it's unfair for our patients and it's unfair for our employees that it's not always clear, you know, who we are, what we are, and how we do things.
Anything about the institution that you want to add that I haven't asked about? I had a bit of a list to go through with you. Thank you for that time. But anything that you want to throw in there?
Not really. I mean, I think we hit upon it. I mean, I can just share with you sort of the observation is that, you know, I've been here 60 days, and what I find most satisfying and most reassuring about being here at Search is the personal nature of the work we do and who we work with and who we work for. There's a human face on almost everything. You know, every employee that writes to me, every patient that writes to me is not that far removed. You know, it's not this large autonomous thing, this organization abstractly removed from the patient experience. I mean, every day I hear about things that go good and things that go not so good, and I could put a personal face on it. And to me, that really humanizes the work that we do, and it brings a different level of passion and commitment to the work that we do. I mean, that would be my observation, I suppose. And so what does that mean? You know, these are very challenging times for us. And you wonder, you know, is it all worth it? And, you know, you say unequivocally, when you have that level of personal commitment, yeah, it is worth it. You know, it's amazing. And you're making, you have a profound responsibility and a profound opportunity to positively impact people's lives. And that's an incredible blessing.
I have two questions to ask about January. And they're difficult questions, but I want to ask them and give you a chance to respond to them as you see appropriate. The first is pretty general. You pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct stemming from an incident that happened on January 4th. What have you taken away from that experience?
You know, on a personal level, I've taken a great deal of things away. I mean, it's fundamentally and profoundly changed parts of my life. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I pride myself on trying to use every opportunity as a learning experience. And people do make mistakes, and hopefully we learn and we grow from them. And we're not, you know, we're not perfect. And, you know, the mistakes that I've made in my life and the mistakes that I will make, I try to be accountable for them. And so my approach has always been, you know, if I make a mistake, I will deal with it, whether it's a mistake in my personal life, a mistake in my public life, I will atone. And so I think, you know, for me, that was the biggest realization is that probably sometimes you make mistakes and they're more high profile than other times, and it doesn't matter. You have to approach them the same way, that you have to stand up and atone, and you got to keep moving forward and moving on. I mean, you got to grow and learn, but you can't stop and you can't put your head in a hole.
The original charges included domestic violence, assault, and driving under the influence. A large part of Search's mission deals with the treatment and prevention of those two things. Did that incident affect, especially given the time frame in which it happened right before you came on the job, did it affect your ability to lead when you got here?
You know, I would imagine it has. I mean, and I think I would make maybe it's I've used a different set of tools to try to lead. And, you know, I mean, this is something that happened in my life that not a day goes by that I don't think about. And because it's really shaped me profoundly in terms of, you know, this being a public or somewhat public figure is a new experience for me. And, you know, the bulk of my life, I've been, you know, the guy down the street, you know, just average Joe. And, so all of a sudden caring what publicly people think about you or what they may know about you is really a new experience. And so it's hard for me to pull the two apart. The fact of the matter is every day I have to make difficult choices about things that happen here at Search. And I have to wonder, I mean, you know, do people think this? Do they think that? And this is one more thing that goes into that equation.
I want to end on a completely different note. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but you are, what, 8, 9, 10 weeks into the job.
Mm-hmm.
How is the job different than what you thought it would be? How is doing the job different than what you pictured when you were seeking the job?
You know, I think the circumstances are different than I had thought I was getting into or that I understood that I was getting into. You know, fortunate for me, the circumstances tend to revolve around things that I'm fairly comfortable working with. But I had, you know, it's difficult to tackle some of these challenges when you have a very limited set of resources. And so, you know, the challenges are great and the resources are few. And I was sort of, my working understanding was that the opportunities were many and the resources were some. And so it's just a degree I don't know, it's on a scale, and it's just at the different end of the scale, the extreme different end. They aren't things, I mean, it's just bigger. It's not really any different, and the circumstances are compressed and the considerations are tighter. It's not like I thought it was blue and it's pink. It's just a much darker shade of blue, you know. It is different. The job itself is different, but the environment is probably different than I thought I was getting into. And that is, I mean, it's just different. It's not good and it's not bad. It's just different.
You talked about making search a place where people want to come to work. So when you're driving in to your office in the morning, what are you thinking about?
I think probably a lot of people feel this way. I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders when I come in every morning. You know, I get to work early. I get to work really early. And, you know, this is a serious business, and people's lives are on the line, people's jobs are on the line. And largely, you know, I don't want to let people down. I mean, I guess that's it. What is pushing me is the fear that I'm letting down my employees, or fear that I'm letting down my patients or our patients. Fear that I'm not meeting the expectations of the communities that we try to be good participants in. You know, failure is my concern, and that I feel like people are counting on me, counting on us, counting on Search, counting on me and my leadership. You know, however you want to phrase it, they're counting on us for healthcare. They're counting on us for jobs. They're counting on us to be community participants. They're counting on us to lead. You know, when I step back and look at it and all the challenges and all the risks, it weighs heavily on me.